Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, we will discuss a new commercial real estate development in the pipeline for the Pinnacle Hills area of Rogers. And there's some funny business going on in downtown Bentonville, an explanation on that, plus a roundup of some regional healthcare headlines. That's all straight ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
It's one of the hottest areas in the state for commercial development. The Pinnacle Hills area of Rogers, west of Interstate 49, is the area I'm talking about, of course. And earlier this week, developers announced plans for a new project called Pinnacle Village. It's being planned for a 27-acre site along South Pinnacle Hills Parkway, just behind a Walmart neighborhood market. The primary investors in the development are the Alley family and the Blass family, both of Little Rock. Alex Blass is a commercial real estate broker with Sage Partners in Rogers, and he is leading the project, which will include a mixture of high-density commercial, cultural, entertainment, and residential space. Blass said the land must still go through a rezoning process, and infrastructure work for Phase 1 of construction could begin before the end of the year. The investment group acquired the land from Bill Adams in late July in an all-cash deal worth $5.8 million. You can read more about that project as well as other developments taking place in the Pinnacle Hills area at our website. Just visit nwabusinessjournal.com. There's some funny business going on in downtown Bentonville, and it could be to the benefit of your business. Stacy Mason, a leadership consultant and a frequent contributor to the Business Journal, has opened the Improv Lab at 123 South Main Street. Improv, I'm sure you're thinking, sounds a lot more like a comedy club, but in reality, applied improvisation can train you to think faster and better, which can directly relate to the reality of the workplace. I spoke with Mason recently about her work with applied improvisation and why improv training is, in fact, great business training.
So you have been doing this type of professional development work for a number of years following a career at Walmart. How did you get involved in this type of work and this type of, I guess it's applied improvisation techniques that you based this development on?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I just randomly took an improvisational class in Fayetteville. And at first it scared me to death being the introvert that I am. But after several weeks, I sort of fell in love with it, actually, and could begin to see the connection between using improvisation and leadership and particularly followership, which was my first epiphany, which led to all of the other things I discovered I could teach from that platform.
Right. And so what is that connection? I mean, why is improv training great business training? Is it team building? Is it communication? You mentioned leadership. What is the benefit for employers, companies, large and small?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything you said. It's a really unique, non-traditional place to bridge conversations, because you're having these conversations that are very work related, but you're having them in a creative context, and you're sort of unpacking what happened in a scene or in a game, and then you are applying that learning to the workplace environment. And so that's really the connection for applied improvisation, something that's theater oriented yet has a great application in the work environment.
Right. And are you seeing more companies, more clients begin to see the value in applied improvisation and this sort of training and development?
I am. And it's a wide range of companies that are really coming. Everything from, you know, big business, say Walmart and CPG, to say Work Matters, who's a not-for-profit organization, John Brown University, who's an academic, portion, if you will. So there's really wide application, and there's lots of industries that are really moving in this area because they want to do something different. And this is definitely more innovative and creative.
Right. And I will probably, you know, give you some credit to helping change that mindset. I'm sure you still occasionally run into the spoiled sport, so to speak, those who think they don't really need it or it doesn't really apply to work. How do you change those views? How do you get people on board with what you're doing and seeing that what you're doing is beneficial?
You know, that's a great question. Some people, I think, are reluctant because it seems a little bit scary. And that's why most of the sessions tend to last several hours, because you spend the first portion of the time sort of getting acclimated to this is very different, and then you spend the next couple of hours really getting immersed in it and seeing the connection. So I think the people that are standoffish at first, it dissipates very quickly once you get into it, because then you see the connection right away.
Right. Just a final thought. Take us through the front door of the improv lab there on South Main Street. What does the space look like? Do you have a stage? Is it a classroom environment? I'm sure it's a fun environment. What could we expect to see in the space there in downtown Bentonville?
Oh, that's a great question. It is in a building that's over 100 years old, so it has a lot of architectural interest. It's about 1,100 square feet, and quite frankly, it's a rectangle room with five huge, gorgeous windows, but it's basically just a very open space. There's a rug in one area that serves sort of as our stage, if you will, and of course, there are chairs and things for participants to sit in when they're not participating, but it's generally a big, very open, beautiful sunlit room. It's really gorgeous.
Right, and the vibe that you get being in downtown Bentonville, I'm sure that's a plus for your business as well, right?
It is, and it is situated in the Arts District, so it's the perfect location to sort of merge business and art.
And that is Stacy Mason, owner of the Improv Lab in downtown Bentonville. If you're interested in learning more about Mason and her applied improvisation techniques, circle August 28th on your calendar. The Improv Lab will be hosting an open house on that date from 4 to 7 p.m. Also this week, Mercy Health named Doug Penner Chief Operating Officer for Mercy Clinics in Northwest Arkansas. He'll report to Dr. Steve Goss, who's president for the clinics who oversees hiring of physicians. Penner is from New Hampshire, where he recently worked as vice president of Elliott Medical Group, a health provider in Manchester. And in Springdale, officials with mental health care provider Ozark Guidance Center are planning to add up to 100 employees as part of an expansion of services in North Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. You can read more about all of those stories on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today. You've been listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatlin. Thanks for listening.